Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Hey, props to y'all who actually watched the entire Rays game last night. Props to y'all. Y'all are real fans.
I did.
This is how it ends.
1-2. Astros, Yankees. Saturday night, game one.
And how great would it have been for the Yankees to come here for a couple games? Rays would have been up in New York for a couple games. How cool would that have been?
It would have been awesome, but I hate when the Yankees come to town because then all of a sudden it's just all Yankees fans in the Trop. And you're like, wait a second.
It's like with the Red Sox.
How are there more Yankees fans than the Rays fans?
I know. It's like with the Red Sox, too. Yep. But I don't know. I thought it would have been so cool. Like, beating the Astros, I was like, yeah, well, whatever. But, man, beating the Yankees would just feel good. Ugh. Gosh, they're my number one most disliked baseball team, the Yankees. That would have been awesome. Well, so season ends, still a great one for the Rays.
Yeah,
nobody gave them a chance, and all those players had to go through, you know, right in the middle of the season, this crazy press conference, and we're going to try to move to Canada half the year.
Split
the
team.
Yeah, this is the craziest year, and they rallied, and they're a young team, so the future's bright. So a lot of good stuff, but it is unfortunate. So we move on. We got Lightning. You got a big game in London with the Bucks this weekend. Get ready to get up early. That's 9:30 kickoff?
9:30 kickoff.
Jeez, 9:30 in the morning for the Bucks.
I know. Somebody texted in. They call it brew and beer or something. Brew and beer time. So they get coffee and beer because it's 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you have to do both.
Watch the game.
Sounds great.
So we'll look forward to that as a sports season. But that's the good thing about sports. One team, your heart gets broken. There's another team ready to play. So you know what I'm saying?
One door closes, another opens. Hey, don't say that.
Yeah, but that's fine. Then it keeps going.
We're just starting out.
No, then it keeps going. Then it keeps going. It never ends. So it's all a cycle. Garth Brooks tickets. We'll do this at 9:10 this morning.
Yep.
Giving you the 3-hour heads up. This is a huge ticket. Can't buy these tickets. He's coming to Sanford for the dive bar tour. So he'll be at the Barn, which he played decades ago, and he's back. So 9:10. I don't know if you want to put an alarm on your iPhone. I would definitely do that. Or have a friend listen. But it's 9:10. Get those Garth tickets. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. We're just talking about it. I don't know where my kids get these ideas from. Maybe me. I don't know. So my oldest son wants to be Bob Ross for Halloween, the painter.
Yeah.
Paint happy mountains, happy trees.
That's so funny.
And then when he cleans his brush, he goes, take that brush and beat the devil out of it.
Beat the devil out of it.
He starts doing it with the paper.
Doesn't he say something about this? Doesn't he have pet squirrels?
Probably.
He's got like two pet squirrels.
I'm in such a weird zone when I watch it. It's so relaxing. I feel like I'm not even like understanding it. It just takes me somewhere. So my
meditation.
Yeah. So my son Tyler, he's 12. He's 7th grade. He's really into this. And he's bought this Bob Ross outfit for Halloween. Parts of it arrived yesterday. It was great. And he's really excited. He's got the wig, the kind of the afro thing that he had going on, thing, whatever that was. And he's got the dress shirt. He's got the paint thing that he holds. And I'm like, man, this is cool. You know, they say what's old is new again, and it really is. I mean, I see people walking around the beaches with Bob Ross shirts on.
Oh, yeah. You see, I see shirts all the time. People have coffee mugs. They have, like, a whole little end cap at Target.
Yeah,
with
it's
Bob
cool.
Ross stuff.
I know. He's one of those people. There's a few people, like Elvis is like this, too, where they make more money posthumously than when they were alive. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Whoa, Bob Ross has made more money dead than alive.
That's so nuts.
Just like Elvis has made more money dead than alive. Just insane. So
it's just interesting because you hear that about artists that, you know, like a Picasso or something like that. And you're
right,
of course, his artwork's worth more when he's not here. But Bob Ross, it's like, and people aren't buying his paintings.
Right. No,
it's that people will watch his shows on Netflix and they'll buy all of his merchandise at Target.
Or they'll buy a shirt with his head on it with it says, be happy.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'll buy it. And they say millions of dollars of that. And
good for his family.
It's great for his family. Whoever's running that estate, man.
Cha-ching.
Oh, yeah. Well, I contributed to that. You know, I bought some costumes and everything. So, Texas, I'm just curious, Texas, what are some of the bizarre things that your kids asked to be for Halloween? Kind of like you're like, where'd that come from? 800-992-1099. I don't think I was anything that weird. Oh, I was Dolly Parton one year. I was Dolly Parton in fifth grade.
Oh, really? You didn't think you had anything weird and then you pull out Dolly Parton?
I was Dolly Parton. Now, this was back in the day where you could do things like that. I remember we had a Halloween parade at school. Yeah. Did y'all have those?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that fun?
Oh, yeah.
You would get a letter, right? And then you would have to dress up as the letter?
No.
Yours is different than mine. Huh? Okay.
Yeah, mine was just you just dress up how you want, but then you just go the holiday. You walk around the school, but then they kind of rate like who is the best.
Yeah.
Man, I was Dolly Parton. So I had all this like, you know how she used to dress, but I had these like, you know,
used to dress
big, you know.
Still.
Yeah, made these big, and everybody was cool with it. I was thinking, man, if you try to do that now in the fifth grade, they wouldn't let you do it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let you dress like Dolly Parton right now.
No.
At all.
If Tyler showed up with two cantaloupes on his chest, wearing a bra and some sequin pants or something,
I had the
they'd
boots.
Be like,
I had the boots and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you have a photo of this
Please.
Somewhere?
Somewhere. I'll have to find
it.
Even I want it. Isn't that weird?
It.
Even I want to see it. Even I want to remember that. I really do.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Deep Fried Nashville. 99.5 QYK.
Sam Hunt, he in fact dropped that new song yesterday. It was all over the place. 99.5 QYK. And so Sam now is talking about the new song, Kinfolks. For a minute, I forgot his name, and I was kind of like, we are talking about Sam Hunt, right?
Yeah, yes. I know he's been gone for a second.
No, I don't Sam know why. Hunt. For a minute, I was like, are we talking about Eric Church's new song? No, it's Sam. I have no idea why I got that confused for a second. But
probably because it's not even 7 a.m. yet.
It could be. I'm only three sips of coffee into the end of the day. Here is Sam talking about the new project, Kinfolks.
When I think of Kinfolks, when I think of that phrase, I think of my family, but also I think about just my people back home, even beyond my family, just buddies and people who've been a part of my story from the beginning. And I've met a lot of new friends and met a lot of new people who are important to me as I've moved away from my hometown. But that core group is still that core group and will always be. It's like that whole saying, you can't make new old friends.
It's people, man. It's awesome. Never forget about your people. Kevin has challenged me a second ago. He goes, you won't play the new song.
That's right. I told you that.
He's like, he likes to play this game called Here's What You Won't Do.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he's
it's like reverse psychology.
Oh, I know.
Like a two-year-old.
So he's like, Here's What You Won't Do. Right after the break, play the new Sam Hunt song, Kinfolks. And I was like, Kevin, you're the executive producer. You've called me out.
That's right.
We'll push play. So we're going to play it. Coming
it
up
worked.
After the break.
His reverse psychology worked.
It worked. I crumbled.
I
crumbled.
It.
It's on the way. New Sam Hunt right after the break. Hang on to that.
99.5 Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
What's one thing you're like, forget it, I'm just going to hire a pro? I know other people would do this themselves, but I'm hiring a pro. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So this happens to people in their life. It's happened to me 100 times. People are like, oh, you know, you can replace your toilet. It's easy. Just do this. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm hiring somebody. I'm not doing that. Even sometimes people will offer. They'll say, I'll come over to your house and help you do it. Nope. We'll hire somebody to do it.
Man, you've got good friends.
Well, yeah, but here's at the end of the day, you're just too optimistic that you can get all this stuff done. Like, Kevin, you're going through something right now.
Yeah, the other morning in the shower. This is awful. We have a magnetic shower head, and you pull it off and you can hose yourself off. Well, I was moving the shower head around and it actually fell off the magnet. I accidentally hit it off and there was a ceramic soap dish under it, and it shattered it because it was hanging on, shattered it.
Now this soap dish is attached to the wall, right?
Yeah. So when I got home, I was like, I read up, I looked YouTube videos up. I was reading blogs how to get rid of it. I did everything they asked, and I was sitting there for 45 minutes, and I didn't budget. I was like, well, forget it. I'm just going to call somebody to come out.
Did you want
to
take a hammer and just start bashing it?
Yes, but then I didn't want to blow out the wall and make it worse.
Right.
So I just said, forget it. We're going to hire somebody to come out here and do it.
Yeah. I know.
Because it's just easier that way. I mean, it's just like, you know, what am I going to do? I don't know what I'm doing.
But there you are. You're in the middle of maybe having a solution to this problem, and now you have to go and first off, you got to have people come into your house, which is a pain.
I hate it.
Me too. It's a pain.
I know. No one likes when someone has to come in their house.
I don't like it.
To do any sort of service or anything.
Because you're sitting there and they're there and then, you know, it's your...
Hi, I'm just going to watch you do your job. Don't mind me. Just making sure you're not stealing anything.
I have to stare at you because I don't know you.
Exactly.
Sorry.
It's just so uncomfortable.
Yes.
I hate it.
I would rather have a stray animal in my house than you right now, but you're here and so we got to get this done. And then you have to pay the money. Right? So that's frustrating as well, because you're like, gosh, do I really have to pay somebody to... Yeah, you do, because, you know,
Absolutely.
Whatever. And this happens all the time. And some people, though, make the mistake, I think, of going, I'm going to fight through this. I'm going to figure this out myself. And I think more often than not, it's better to hire the pro. Better to hire somebody that knows what they're doing. And think about all the less stress you're going to have to deal with.
Yes.
A world of less stress.
I mean, I think the goal is in most people's lives is to be successful enough that you can afford to hire the pros to do pretty much a lot of things.
So did you schedule the guy?
Oh, yeah.
When's he coming?
Yeah, the next couple days.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, I think on Saturday, so we're good.
All right, good. I'm glad that worked out.
How do you even find a specific handyman to fix the soap dish?
It's a family friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you got to pay him, right?
Oh, of course. Which is fine. I don't mind paying, but I'm the type of person where I think I can figure it out on my own, even if it's stuff I don't know how to do. And then at some point, I just told myself, this isn't worth it. I could hurt myself. I could make the wall come down. What's the point?
God, can you imagine you're sitting there and messing with him and the whole wall comes down. Oh, my God. Dude, it's like you got to call a contractor.
I know.
And dude, they've got to totally rebuild your wall.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Why mess with it? I think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, definitely the right thing. I'm glad you stopped while you were ahead.
800-992-1099, Texas. What's one thing you were like, you know what, forget it. I know some people would want to do this themselves, but I'm not doing it. I'm hiring somebody. I'm not doing it. That's why we go to bars. Sometimes you're just too tired to make your own drinks. You want to go and hire a bartender to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I never thought of it that way.
Oh, I do. I've just hired this person to make some drinks, and I love it. Great business situation. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Zach Brown Band tickets. Let's do that in 8 minutes. 8 minutes here, 99.5 QIK. So stay right here so you can win those.
Love you, too.
Whoa.
Love you, too.
Aww.
Yeah, love you, too.
It's Mark and Melanie's I Love You, Man. Can Mark get a man to say I love you?
Love you, too. I love you, too.
I love you, man.
Going to call a Halloween costume store. Get a guy on the phone,
yes.
Talk Halloween costumes. And then I'm going to say, I love you. Will he say, I love you back? A little awkward, two strange guys. They don't know each other.
Yeah, I mean, I could see why they wouldn't say, I love you back.
Here we go. We're ringing through. Let's see if we can make this happen. Let's go.
Hello.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You guys have Halloween costumes?
Yes, sir.
Looking for, like, kind of the scariest one. Do you have a Wolfman?
Yes, we should. Hold on, I'll tell you right now. She's running right now to look.
And what day is Halloween on?
The 31st of October.
Okay. It changes every year, right?
No. I wish.
Oh, it's the same thing every year, the 31st?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you have a Dracula, like a vampire?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to go right now.
How does, what was the thing with the vampire? What do they do again?
They jump on you and they suck your blood.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
You sure you want one?
I don't know. No, but it's good. And then the Wolfman, you might have the Wolfman. And what noise did the Wolfman make?
Some crazy sound. Like I don't know, like, ooh.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. I'm also looking for a goblin, like a green goblin.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Hold on.
Yep.
Yes, we do. We have all of them.
You got all of them?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. You're like the Halloween store treasure box. I got it all.
Yes, sir. Are you coming down? Because I would love to show you what we have.
Yeah, I'm going to. And then you probably have a witch, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what do they do? Is it like a scary laugh?
Yeah, hoo-hoo-hoo.
Eric, you are like the best in customer service, my man.
Thank you. You come down. We'll be happy to help you.
All right. I love you, man.
Okay. I love you, too. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Awesome.
He was great.
He's so sweet.
And he said, I love you. By the way, the scary witches. Woo, 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 woo. Okay. Don't know that I heard a scary witch do that. What was the vampire or the wolfman noise he did?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
He is such a sweet guy, though. That's the kind of guy you want working at your Halloween store.
Oh, gosh. 100%. He's a great guy.
Okay. I love you, too. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay,
I love you too. There we go. We got an I Love You Man, which means the weekend's going to be awesome.
Yay!
Zach Brown Band tickets, two songs away on QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
This is how you get into the weekend. Zach Brown Band tickets in your hand.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm going to try to make it happen now. Michelle and Karina are our contestants. Michelle, you were the ninth caller. You got in first, so you're going to start first. We're going to give you a category. You will have 5 seconds, Michelle, to name one thing in that category. After you do, Karina, you will have 5 seconds to respond with one thing. Then you all will go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats. All right, let's throw 5 seconds on the clock.
It's on.
Haunted house season. We are in it. In honor of that, Michelle, name things in a haunted house. Go.
Witches. Spider web. Ghosts. Light. Zombies. Blood. Chainsaw. Chainsaw.
Oh, she just said that.
Congratulations, Michelle. You are the winner. You go into the weekend with those Zach Brown Band tickets.
Yeehaw.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is Monday morning at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Still my favorite song. I don't know how he's done it, but just
some days you're living.
Love it. That's weird how some songs just talk to you. Isn't that crazy?
I love that one.
Gosh, Dierks. So great. Watch out, Kenny. Dierks is moving up my list, man.
Oh. Wow. Are you cheating on Kenny?
Oh, who are we kidding? That ain't never going to happen. Who are we really kidding?
Kenny's always your number one.
My man. All right, let's do this. Top three most downloaded country music songs in Tampa Bay. Here is song number three.
I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a rolling stone alone. Putting miles on a rundown van.
Old Dominion. That is one-man band, which we will hear when Kenny comes to town on Saturday, May the 9th, 2020, and Old Dominion opens.
I was one of the people in Tampa Bay that downloaded this song.
Oh, they appreciate your service to their band.
I love this song. Yeah,
it really is. They're absolutely fantastic. Here is song number two, the second most downloaded country music song in Tampa Bay.
I've been at the wrong place at the wrong time, chasing all the wrong things most of my life, and every kind of loss that you
Kane Brown and Marshmello.
One thing right.
Been a year for Kane Brown, man. Been a year for Kane Brown.
And I feel like he's about to have his baby. Yes. They've got to not be that far off.
Yes. Yes.
So congrats to him.
I would say, I don't know exactly, but a couple months.
Having a little girl.
A couple months away. Yeah, absolutely. Been quite a year for Kane Brown. It's been really good. All right, number one, most downloaded country music song in Tampa Bay still.
Gonna do the two-step.
Still? This song.
Blanco Brown. It's called the Get Up. Usually at tailgates you hear this, like, it's off the chart. I don't know about Stapleton tonight, how often you'll hear that out there. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
Hey, so Blanco Brown, he just did that thing with Tim McGraw. Don't Take the Girl.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
They did that remix.
Okay, listen. It was really bad.
Yeah, it was not good.
I know. I just got to say, I don't know why. Why did he do that? Do we know?
I think Blanco Brown, I believe, if I'm right, he does it in concert or has done it on his own, and Tim McGraw heard it and was like, hey, let's do a thing together.
Okay, here it is. This is Blanco Brown doing Don't Take the Girl, Tim McGraw. He's good at being Blanco Brown when it's the Get Up.
Yeah, he's on Good Morning America this morning, by the way.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't sing this. Here it is, by the way. This is Don't Take the Girl, it's him and Tim McGraw.
Doctor said the baby's fine, but you have to leave. She said mama is fading fast, and Johnny hit his knees, and there he prayed. Take the very breath you gave me.
It's
take the heart from my chest.
This part's not that bad.
I'll gladly take her place if you let me.
It sort of is
make
getting better.
This my last request. Take me out of this world. God, please don't take the girl.
I just like him in the Get Up a lot better.
I agree.
Clip, okay, I watched the entire thing, and that was a very good clip out of the whole song. Because he can sing, but for some reason...
I don't think that's his style, though. Good. I don't know that...
I but it doesn't matter, because guess what? He's laughing all the way to the bank now.
I really like the Tim McGraw version better.
It's a great song.
All right. So that's Michael. Who cares? He's got the number one song.
He's on
Good Morning America, and...
We're
playing his clip. So, Blanco Brown, you get the last laugh, sir.
Good for you.
That's awesome. All right, Travis Denning is on after a few. By the way, we're less than an hour away for these Garth Brooks tickets at 9:10 on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
God bless this little girl. She's crying because she doesn't know that she'll be able to find a husband.
Here's the thing, though. She's 8 years old.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Listen.
You don't know where to find what?
I just don't know.
Don't know what?
I just don't know where to find a husband.
A what?
A husband.
A husband?
I just don't know where to find one.
But you don't need a husband to be happy.
Because I don't want to be alone.
You don't want to be alone?
No.
You won't be alone, okay? Husband or not, okay?
She may in 20 years be crying because she found a husband. That is really sweet, though.
Sounds like someone who's been overserved at happy hour. I just don't know.
Sounds like she's been watching too many movies with her mom. You know, like
so
he's like hopeless romantic movies. You know, it's like really, really sweet little video, and that's a moment. Come on, they're gonna have that for life.
They're gonna play that at the wedding for sure.
Yeah, every one of her weddings are gonna play. It's gonna be really
good.
No,
some people can get married just once.
I believe that's the goal, and that should happen.
Yes.
Yeah. That should be the goal, hopefully. But she's really cute, and I think that's a great... I don't think that she knows that, you know, all these TV stations and radio stations are playing this all over the country.
No, of course not.
I saw, I think it was Today Show or Good Morning America, one of them, they tweeted out coming up, a girl worries... And I'm like, you're a superstar. You're 8. You don't even realize it. But in 10 years, when you go to college... And people are like, aren't you that girl that couldn't find a husband? That's really cool.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
I know you're already pumped up because of Garth Brooks tickets at 9:10. 9:10, 99.5 QIK.
Ooh, so close.
Yep, 9:10, you get those Garth Brooks tickets. This will really get you pumped up. Listen to this kid. Right? He's a football player, and his coach said, all right, you want to do the pregame speech? You want to get the team pumped up? Listen to this. You'll be more pumped up for Friday than you ever were. Listen to his speech.
Get angry. I want to see all of you do that. Because if you do that, you're determined to the game. I'm not saying be one person. Be you. But also have passion. Be determined. Be a maverick. And when we get on that field, let's show the Cisco Lobos how to be a maverick. Let's show that we can beat them on their home field. On our home field, we can beat them anywhere. We can go to New England, for goodness sake, play the snow, and still beat them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
We can go to New England, for freaking sake.
I love the beginning. He said, be determinated. And I'm like, you're onto something there. Because determinated is much more ferocious than be determined.
Yes.
Do we know if they won the game? I couldn't find...
Determinated.
There's no way they lost.
I couldn't find the rest of the story. I just found that...
They're already winning. They have that kid on their
team.
That's
so true. That's
Who
great.
Who cares?
All right,
that's
y'all.
Awesome.
Even you could go to New England and beat anybody. Even you. So get excited.
Determinated.
Be determinated for Garth Brooks tickets at 9:10.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
All right, don't forget, Garth Brooks tickets coming up at 9:10. We are 13 minutes away. There is no better way to get into the weekend than Garth Brooks tickets, 9:10.
99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
100%. 100% they are. Seattle, Washington. So this guy named Scott. Okay, follow me here. Scott's driving down the road. All of a sudden, he looks in his rearview mirror. This has happened to all of us. And this Jeep is behind him. It's on his butt. Okay.
It's tailgating him.
And he's like, this is crazy. So Scott's like, you know what? And the guy's honking him, and he's waving things out with his hand out the window. You know what I'm saying, right?
Birds.
Well, Scott's like, you know what? I'm going to keep going the speed limit. You're a jerk. You're going to hurt somebody. And this is just, and the guy couldn't get around Scott. Well, here's what Scott didn't realize.
Uh-oh.
The guy behind him is a 24-year-old guy. He was actually in a high-speed police chase at the time.
No!
And he had gotten away from the cops, and he was trying to keep going. He didn't want to get caught. And he's flashing his lights, honking his horn, giving birds, screaming. He said this man was flying his arms around. It was crazy, flailing his appendages. It was absolutely...
Flailing his appendages.
Yeah. Well, all of a sudden, and this has been going on for a minute, Scott looks in his rearview mirror, there's police cars everywhere, and Scott's like, did I do something wrong? No, you didn't, Scott. You were a hero. Because this nutbag north of Florida behind you, because of Scott, the cops are able to catch up to this guy. He was arrested.
Good.
Wow.
That's awesome.
He helped out in a police chase without even knowing.
Yeah, so this is Nutbags North of Florida and super awesome guy named Scott North of Florida story. So, just so you know.
Well done, Scott.
Well done, Scott. If I could, Scott, I'd give you the Garth Brooks tickets. I could, but I ain't going to do that. But at 9:10, somebody listening is going to get them. It's QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.